The more time you spend with Him, the more you will know Him, the more you will feel His presence, the more you will know that He's there with you. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, we need You. We need You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as we go into Your word this morning, we ask You, Lord, that you will help us, O Lord, to remain focused, O God. Let there be no distractions, O Lord, in this place, but Lord, our heart may be focused on You. Lord, our hearts and our ears are ready to receive from Your word this morning. When You ask, Lord, You speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank You, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It's nice to see you all here this morning. If you're new here at New Hope Christian Assembly, welcome to New Hope. And we're happy to see you here. And I just pray that you're going to enjoy, you're already enjoying the praise and worship. You're going to enjoy the rest of the day with us. So welcome once again, welcome online. And if you're online this morning and you're watching, we just want to say be ready to hear from God. God has a word for all of us, including myself. Before I preach, let me tell you something. Before I speak God's word, God speaks to me first. Okay, it just doesn't come out and I say, okay, I'm going to preach on this because I saw it on a billboard, on a sermon. No, it comes from the heart, but God speaks to me first. It births there first, and then I got to practice that, apply that in my life first, and then I share it to the congregation. We know that, I've mentioned this in a couple of occasions, that I'll be starting a series on the Holy Spirit, and I want to bring it out into a four-week study on the Holy Spirit. Some of you might think that we're going to be speaking out the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I want to speak in a different way, the Holy Spirit, the role of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit can impact our life, what's the role of the Holy Spirit, what does it do, the Holy Spirit, and what's His role upon our life this morning, and as I'm going to look at the 4 weeks study on that, but this week is my first part. Next week we're going to have Pastor Al Downey here from the POC. He'll be coming and sharing from God's Word. I believe many of you know who Pastor Al Downey is. I do encourage you, once again, to take out your phone, text right now a friend, and tell them you're missing something great in the house of God. I allow you to use your phone right now, just a couple of seconds. You can do that, so I did that before. I just wrote to someone, say, you're missing out something great this morning. So encourage someone out. If you see, and I want to encourage the church, if you see and you look around and you see there's someone missing beside you, it's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, don't be shy to give that phone call. Make that phone call. It's not hard. And if you notice that they're missing, and you don't know that person, but you were sitting there for a couple of times, give us a shout. Give me a call or write an email. Do something send something to the church office and say, listen, we didn't see this sister or this brother or this friend. You know, what's wrong with him? Can we call him? And you know, we want to encourage each other. It's easy to fall through the cracks. That's the job of the enemy. You'll crack, you make some cracks, and then you're going to just fall right through it, and then from there on you will lose that person. We don't want that person to be lost, not from the church, but from God. Amen? We don't want that person to be lost into this world. So I do encourage you to make that phone call, write that email. Don't be shy to do so. Okay? There are people here that are not here for the last 4 weeks. And no one came up to me as of now, and I have to confess, no one came up to me and said, where's this family? And that's pretty scary. If you're telling me where's that family, wow. You got to say, if you're seeing that family's not there, Pastor, what's wrong with that family? Why are they not coming to church today? Is everything okay with them? Are they sick? Are they on vacation? Let's get together. Let's get it with it. You understand what I'm saying? If you have a family and you're at home and you know your son or your daughter's not there for the last 2 hours, you start to panic. Where's my son? It's the same thing. This is the family of God. And when you see that someone you know that is missing, give them that phone call. Say, we miss you. Where are you? Come on out into the house of God. Amen? But I know this church works with something very good. Fried chicken. Fried chicken, this church worked. So tell them there's a fried chicken party going around. And then when they come, they say, where's the fried chicken? Sorry, God forgave me, I lied. Don't lie, please. So I want to start the series on the Holy Spirit, and I do encourage you. It's going to be a 4-week series, and this first title is The Holy Spirit Makes It Happen. You believe that? The Holy Spirit makes things happen. You can't see the Spirit of God. But things are happening when the Spirit moves. Things are happening when the Spirit of God moves. The flowers are moving. Trees are moving because the Spirit of God is among us. You can't see it, the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of God is among us this morning. The Spirit of God lives in each, every one of us this morning here. And we must depend on the Spirit of God. We must depend on the Spirit of God, because when we're depending on the Spirit of God, it makes things happen. Wow, the Spirit of God. And I'm going to have to go through some scriptures this morning with you to understand, because sometimes people say there's only God. Sometimes people say there's only Jesus, and they don't believe in the Spirit of God. But you and I know there's one God and three, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they're equal. Amen? Now I'm going to show you some scriptures this morning, and then we're going to get to a story, what the Spirit of God does in an individual. Amen? Watch this. Matthew 28:19. What does it tell us? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to give you some more scriptures. The Father testified as of the Son. And it says, And a voice from heaven said, that's in Matthew 3:17, this is my Son. So the Father spoke and said, this is my Son. Now you're going to see the Son testified to the Father. It says, Jesus gave this answer, very truly I tell you, the Son cannot do nothing himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing. So the Father testifies the Son testifies the Father in John 5:19. And then we go on and says the Son testified the Spirit. And in John 14:26 says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. That was John 14:26. Now let's look at John 14 for a moment. John 14, verse 14 to 18. It says, you may ask me everything in my name, and I will do it. So you have it up there? Do you see it up there? So Jesus promises to the Holy Spirit. So if you leave my commandments, and I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another what? Another advocate to help you and be with you forever. And the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives within you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I come to you. Now, what is in this text? Jesus is encouraging his disciples. He's saying, don't freak out. I am going to leave now. I'm going to leave, but I'm going to send you another helper. I'm going to send you someone else that is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at all times. I will never leave you. I will never leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. Now, you must understand one thing. It is good that Jesus had left. Is that okay? Do you want Jesus to be here today? We all want Jesus to be here today. But let me ask you something. If Jesus was in Edmonton today at the, what is it called, Scotia? The arena. The Rogers. And we saw that it's good if Jesus is here, am I right? So we're going to go there at this Rogers, and we're going to stand there, and we're going to get on the line because every one of us want to see Jesus, am I right? So Jesus is there, and all of us are going to get there, and we're going to get in line to see Jesus. But you know how many people are going to go home upset because they're going to be waiting a long time. But God, Jesus said, I am going with my Father, and I'm coming back. Someone else is coming back, and that's the Holy Spirit, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. He had to leave to his Father to send the Spirit of God. So you and I have access to the Holy Spirit 24 hours a day. You can call out to the Spirit of God and say, Spirit of God, make things happen in my life. Spirit of God, move. Spirit of God, move. Spirit of God, change. Spirit of God, heal. Holy Spirit, we need you more and more. Amen? Oh, I'm excited. I don't know if I'm in a Pentecostal church or something this morning. Is this a Mennonite church? You follow that, what I'm saying? He had to go back to his Father. He's sitting at his right hand with his Father. And thank God he did, because I have the Spirit of God. You and I have the Spirit of God upon our life. But there's something important about the sweet Spirit. There's a sweet, sweet Spirit. You know this song? Come on, let's sing it together. Come on, get me excited a bit. There's a sweet, sweet, and I know that is the Spirit of the Lord. You know, we're going to sing it one more time later on during the service. If we don't know, we need the words up there. But it's powerful that the Spirit of God is here in this place among us. You might forget all the verses that I'll be sharing with you this morning. But let me tell you something. There's one thing that you should not forget. The Spirit of God makes things happen. The Spirit of God makes things happen. It's not spooky. It's not confusion. He is a God of order, a God of peace. He will not bring the Spirit of God and let the Spirit of God move in this place and confuse people. No, the Spirit of God is order. And he does things the right way. And he brings peace. And he brings joy. And he brings love. And he brings restoration. And he helps us to draw closer to them. Amen? For God is not a God of disorder. Remember, it's not an it. It's not a fog where some people say, oh, I've seen the fog. No, that's not the Holy Spirit. God doesn't confuse people. The Holy Spirit doesn't confuse people, because we know through the Scriptures that God is a God of order. Amen? So when you see there's things that are going, oh, what's going on here? And you see fire and you see fog, that's not the Spirit of God, because He won't bring confusion to you. He's going to bring order into our lives. That's the God we serve, a God of order. Two key fundamental truths. And remember, it's not a thing, it is a He, a capital H. Scripture reveals two basic elements concerning the Spirit. One, He is a person. Two, He is divine. We must realize He is not a force, but a person. And we must recognize the reality in order to understand His relationship to man and to God. He possesses the attributes of a person. He has an intelligence. He has emotions. He has a will. Remember, these are traits of a person. Now, what else does He do? He guides us into all truth by hearing and speaking and showing. He convicts us of sin. He performs miracles. He intercedes. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, equal. There's no level whatsoever right here we see. No Father is higher than Jesus, and Jesus, no Father is higher than the Holy Spirit. Three in one. And I'm going to show you through the beginning of the Scriptures in Genesis chapter 1 that you're going to see the Spirit of God. Because it was there from the beginning of the creation. We're going to get that later on, because I'm just so excited to get down there, but not now. Not now. He's a person, he's divine, and he shares the attributes with the Father and Son. He is omnipresent. That means he is present everywhere. The presence of God is everywhere. Henceforth perceives all things and places. Man cannot hide himself from all being, seeing eye of the Lord, whether it's the highest of the heavens and the deepest recesses of the earth or the depths of the sea. Our Father, our Holy Spirit is present wherever we go. He's omniscient. It means he knows all things. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you're going to think in half an hour from now, in an hour from now. He knows all things. He's omnipotent. This means the Holy Spirit is all-powerful. But you shall receive what? You shall receive power. That after that, the Holy Spirit is upon you. You receive power. Do you know when you receive power from the Holy Spirit, things happen. Oh, yeah, things happen when you and I depend on that Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for coming in a human form as Jesus. But thank you, Lord, for even sending back your Son, Jesus, back to you, that you can give us this other helper, and that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that you and I need desperately today. As the days pass, as the years are going ahead, we definitely need to cry out more on the Spirit of God. You know, there's corruption that is arising. There's corruption that's arising everywhere around us. The drugs are infiltrating more and more into this community, into this country, into this world. Divorce rates are going up. Everything is happening. And there's chaos all over the place because that is the plan of the enemy, to bring chaos. But God is here and the Holy Spirit is here to come out and to blow out a spirit and to go and bring this wind down and to bring revival in the hearts of people and to restore and to bring peace and to bring wholeness in the hearts of the lives. Amen. That's the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We sang songs about thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Do we really mean that? When you call upon the Spirit of God, and you know we're calling upon Jesus, we're calling upon God. When we truly believe and truly calling upon the Spirit of God, great things happen. Let me tell you something. I was waiting for the right time to tell you this morning, to tell this, that God shared something with me this past week. And I was wondering, when should I say it? And I have to depend on God to tell me this. And I was talking to a sister yesterday, Sister Gina, and Sister Gina says, you just wait upon when God lets you know to tell you this. And this is the right time to tell you this. There's a certain person in this place today, that is this close for a healing. But if you're not as serious enough, God is waiting if you take just a step of seriousness to him, and healing will just occur. I don't know who it is, but there's one person who's this close for a healing. Take it seriously, God, this morning. Not just God, not just today, but continue being serious in God. And if you're that person, I encourage you, by the end of the day or even now, just put yourself down and just get yourself serious before God and say, God, it is me that you're talking to this morning. The Holy Spirit was there from the beginning. Creator of this world, partaking of the Red Sea, to all the miracles that Jesus did, was done and still being done by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, someone might say, when Jesus was on earth, did Jesus do these miracles with his divine power as the Son of God? No. I'll tell you. I'll explain you through the scriptures. He was human. Yes, he could have come here and he could have done anything he wanted in his own strength. But he came as human, but he also had the Holy Spirit upon his life. Do you remember the time when he was baptized? If Jesus did baptize and the Holy Spirit came on him, there's a reason why the Holy Spirit came on him. It came power on him. The dove came on him. That was the significance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he had the Holy Spirit to perform even the miracles. Anointed by God, faith, and by the Spirit of God. And it's the same thing for us today. We can do greater things. We can put our hands on someone It's not that we're going to be better than Jesus, but it's the Spirit of God that heals. It is the Spirit of God that convicts. It is the Spirit of God that does things happen. It's not me, it's not you, it's only the Spirit of God that makes things move. I want you to follow my line of thought where I'm going out today. I'm trying to make you understand and bring an introduction to go to the next three studies or chapters or sermons that I want to bring about the Holy Spirit. We're going to go slowly through it, and I want to be as clear as possible. I don't want to be any confusion to go home, because if there is confusion, Lord, let there be clarity in the hearts of the people right now. Amen? Let there be clarity, because we don't want that. So we know that Jesus came on this earth, and then he was baptized in this, and the dove, and the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting on him. So every miracle that Jesus performed did was by faith and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was tempted. You know that Jesus was tempted, but he succeeded with temptation because the Spirit of God was there. Remember, he is person, but he's also divine. We have the same temptations as Jesus had, the same temptations. The thing is that we and I at times fall and fail. We make mistakes. But he is person and divine. And know that in Acts 10:38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Why did he anoint him? He came as a man, so the Holy Spirit had to be upon his life to do these miracles. And look, and reads it, continues, and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all those who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit and power was upon Jesus. Amen? But let me tell you something, new hope. Even as he came as a man, he was perfect. He was flawless, he was undefeated, he was sinless, he was obedient, he did it all. And I quote from a pastor. It says, God the Creator wills it. Jesus spoke in the world and became flesh, and the Holy Spirit makes things happen. We can't see the Holy Spirit, but we can see the effect of the wind of the Holy Spirit. I can't see the Holy Spirit now, because someone might tell me, oh, I saw like a Spirit of God in my house. I can't see the Spirit of God. You can see the effect of it. You can't see the wind, but you can see the way the trees are moving, because there's a wind happening. You can't see the Holy Spirit, but you can what? Experience that presence. You can experience the effect of the Holy Spirit in our life. And the Holy Spirit does things in our life that you and I cannot even imagine. When there's a wind outside, you'll see cars flipping. You'll see roofs getting flying off the rooftop. You'll see trees coming down. You'll see dust going everywhere, because the wind of the effect is so powerful. But just imagine the power of the Holy Spirit. And when it moves, it moves. When it moves, it stirs the hearts. When it moves, healings happen. When it moves, he leads people to him. And things are happening in the hearts when you and I depend on the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's not too good. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. And I want to show you from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, watch this, from the beginning. Why does he say this? Then God said, let us. Why didn't he say, let God? The Holy Spirit was already from the beginning. Let us make mankind in our image. That means the Holy Spirit was right there from the beginning of times. And it's sad that churches around the world are neglecting the power of the Holy Spirit, that it comes from the beginning of Genesis. If I'm going to believe in the Word of God, I'm going to believe from the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations. I'm not going to add, I'm not going to remove, but I'm going to take Genesis 1:26 and say, then God said, let us, the plural. Holy Spirit is already there. Do you want to see something in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2? And I'm going to bring that to a conclusion today, because that was just my introduction of the Holy Spirit. But watch this, Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. There's something so powerful here that you and I must understand. Now look at this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, you might be saying, and then it goes on, it says, now the earth was formless and empty in darkness. You say, if God is a God of perfection, why is the earth formless and empty? Did you ever read that? Why verse 2? If God is so good, created the heavens and the earth, now the earth was formless. I mean, God did not create the world perfect. Something went wrong between verse 1 and 2, is that correct? So some scholars might say, and said, I've done my research on this, saying verse 3, verse 1 and 2, Lucifer was kicked out and corrupted this world. Because then if you go on verse 3 and you don't have it there, then God said, let there be light. That's where it all started again. And that's the job of the enemy. God created something beautiful as you, something beautiful as you, and the enemy will come and try to corrupt you and bring emptiness into your life. And he goes to the depth of your heart and brings you down and brings you guilt in your heart to destroy your life. But God said, but when God said, let there be light, there is light. When God said, that's what we must depend on. Go back to verse 1. Go back to chapter 1 and verse 1. You will see something in verse 2 right there. Go back to it. You will see God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 2, whoa. I was getting excited. You did. You took back that fire hose and you put me down. Watch this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And now the earth was formless and empty and was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was what? Hovering over the waters. Oh, look at this for a moment. Formless. What is the meaning of formless this morning? When we look at formless this morning, what do we see? No structure. No order. No purpose. Is there anybody in this place this morning, today, who will feel that way? Who will feel that there's no structure? Who will feel that there's no order? Who will feel that there's chaos? Who will feel that they're confused? Something is happening in your life. You might think there's no purpose for you on this earth today. But let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is here. And the Holy Spirit makes things happen. The formless. That's the job of the enemy who will come and try to say, you are living in chaos. You can't get out of that chaos. No, you can get it because we have the Holy Spirit. That's who we have. Praise God for that Holy Spirit. He brings structure in your life. He wants to bring order back. He wants to have you a purpose for you because he has a plan for your life this morning. So don't you believe in that enemy this morning. He wants to remove you from chaos and bring you to order into your life. Formless. Look at that. Oh, Lord. And then it goes on and says, empty. But before going to empty, my church, my friends, God's church, God's people, seek first the kingdom of God. And when you see the kingdom of God, where there is formless, where there is chaos, he will bring back order. He will bring back order. You and I must depend on the Holy Spirit this morning. Look at another thing that we need to look at. And when order is being restored, blessings of God will be released upon our life. The second thing is, what about the second thing? Look at this. Empty. It's void. There is what? No joy, no satisfaction. Empty inside. Empty inside. There's something you're missing in your life. But let me tell you something. Your heart is not designed to have nothing inside. The Holy Spirit is ready to pour inside your heart. The Holy Spirit is ready to pour and to fill that emptiness and to bring back joy and to bring back love and to bring back happiness and to bring back satisfaction. If you will feel empty this morning, let Him fill you. Be filled by the Spirit of God. That's what the Scripture tells us. Be filled by the Spirit of God. Wow, isn't that so amazing? And at times in my life, I felt empty. At times, I felt like I was down. I was beat. I couldn't do it. But when I and when you depend on the Spirit of God and say, Lord, fill me. And when He comes, He comes. Amen. When He comes down, things happen in our life. Where there is emptiness, He will fill. Amen. Now, how many of us have faced that situation and said, I am empty? You need fuel, but you came to the right place. Not at the church, but you came to the right place at the feet of Jesus, that He can fill your heart this morning. Whatever situation it is, you might say, there's no more purpose for me to be here. You might say, man, I am giving up on the situation at home. I'm giving up everywhere. I am tired of this. I can't do this. Don't you ever quit, because to all the living, there is hope. To all the living, there is hope. Do you believe that this morning, church? Do you believe that there is hope where all the living is? So don't you ever quit. Don't you ever doubt. Don't you say, yeah, I feel empty today. But Lord, I know You're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm ready to be filled once again, Lord. The enemy has great strategies how to destroy lives. And he will use the formless, the empty. And he will use another word as the darkness. You know, darkness is the opposite of light. There's some people that you and I know today who are living a life of darkness. They're blind. They cannot see. But the darkness, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Do you know, you might sin in a situation that you're dark right now. And you say, that is so long. This darkness is a long time that I'm facing today. I don't see the light. I don't see the light. When am I it's going to happen. Something is going to have to happen in my life, because I am living in darkness. I can't see anymore. But you just have to cry out to God and just believe, because the Holy Spirit is with us today. And He said, let there be light, and the light will come. Because who said it? God said it. And He sent the Spirit of God to do that work upon our life. Now, many of us even know people who are living this kind of darkness away from the Word of God. But what does the Bible tells us? That the Word of God is what? Is the lamp unto my feet. Amen? Well, I'm telling you right now, if you feel that you're dark this morning, the first thing that you must go is to the Word of God. You must go to the Word of God, because the Word of God will give you that light in your life, and will bring revelation to your life, and will give understanding, and will give you that purpose, and say, that's why I'm here today. We need that. Many of us are living in that darkness today, and we must depend back on God and say, God, send that light back in my life. I need to see. Remove the scales. Lord, I've been blinded for years. I've been blinded for days and months, oh Lord. But the Spirit of God said in Genesis chapter 1, 2, it says, He was hovering all over the earth. He wanted to what? To get into someone's life. And He's ready to come down and give that light where there's darkness once again. Remove that darkness. And the only way you remove that darkness, the only way when you remove that darkness, when there is dark, you just turn on that, flick that light on. When there is dark in your life, you just flick up to God and say, Holy Spirit, come down and give me light once again. I depend on the Spirit of God every day in my life. I depend on God every day, on that Spirit, because without that Spirit, I have nothing. Without that Spirit, we are lost. Without that Spirit of God, we are confused, and we need the Spirit of God. John 6:63 says, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they were full of Spirit and life. Amen? And lastly, look at this one. Deep. Oh, man. The heart of man is deep water. It doesn't matter how deep you are. It doesn't matter how deep you are in sin. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with it today. With your deep issues, with pain, what sin, what situation. It might not even show that you have deep scars or pain. But whatever you and I know this morning, we have the master of the deep. Is that the Holy Spirit, the master of the deep. He knows how to get you out there, and he knows how to set you free. So God knows, the Holy Spirit, the depth of your heart. If you're deep in something, in whatever it is, and you say, that cannot happen, how can I get out of it? Yes, look at that. Was on the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. He knows the depth of each and every one of our hearts here today. Though I might not know them, that you might know all of our scars and pains, but the Holy Spirit does, and he is the master of the depth. He will come and pour out his Spirit in that depth and bring revival once again. We heard a song last week from Pastor Alan saying, bring revival, revival, revival. If we believe in revivals, if we believe in revivals, we must depend on the Holy Spirit this morning. When our hearts are down, when our hearts are destroyed, when our hearts are in anger, when our hearts are in pain, when our hearts are in, and no one can see it, but only God, only the Spirit of God knows the depth of your heart. And he comes down and he pours out his Spirit and makes things happen in our lives. I want revival. I want revival. It's not, I'm not talking about a tent revival outside and yelling outside. No, that's not that what I want. I want revival. Let me tell you something. Logs, if we have logs here, and then there's, you see a big flame, and then the flame goes down and you just see the core and you just see it just red and ashes. Some of us might just be on that level there where there's just ashes. And the only way they will bring back flame, the only way they will bring back flame is when we take a piece of paper and we start moving it and the wind start moving and the flames start going back up. And this is the same thing with our spiritual life. Some of us might have that same redness. We were on fire for God. But let the Spirit of God breathe on you and you will see revival once again. You will see the flame in your life. Let the Spirit of God move. Let him move. He is not spooky. He is not here to confuse anybody. But he is here to restore. He is here to heal. He is here to save. He is here to bring someone from the blind to this, give sight. He is here to give the ear to the deaf. That's what he's here for. He's not here to scare you. Oh, sometimes people think that the Holy Spirit is just this creepy thing. He's not creepy whatsoever. You and I experience the Spirit of God many times in our life. Amen? So the Holy Spirit will make it happen all who believes. Now, follow my message this morning, what God has placed. God has sent, and from the beginning we saw, God was there. Holy Spirit was there. So God has sent his Son on this earth. He took his Son. He brought him back on heaven, to heaven on his right hand. And now we know that all three are one. Okay, all three are one. Three persons. What is it? One God. So God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father what? He wills it. The Son declares it by his word. Came. And then the Holy Spirit makes things happen. He makes things happen. Do we believe that? He makes things happen. I want to see revival. I want to see our hearts turn back to God. I'm not looking for a church of 500 people. No, I'm not looking at that. I want to see dedicated men and women serving God first. I want to see men and women that want to come here and start worshiping God. Now you are worshiping, you're singing about God, and then the Holy Spirit moves, and you're actually experiencing God. It's two different things. You come here, what? Participating first, and then you what? You're with experiencing the presence of God. We can all participate, But we need to experience it first. We need to experience the presence of God. We need to experience the Holy Spirit upon our life. We need to experience His love. We need to experience it. So we come here and we sing. It takes the Holy Spirit, what He does in a person's life. He takes him from spectating to a place of participating. Now we're spectating here, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is moving because He makes things happen, and then we are participating together in worship. Let's not be the spectator and just watch, but let's be participating in being in the presence of God. Amen? To bring it to a conclusion this morning, I want to go back to Genesis 1, 1 and 2. We read it as our sister would come forward, the piano player would come, just to play softly. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And right there, we know that something must have happened between verse 1 and 2. The enemy had to come and corrupt. Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. And now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. How many of us want to experience the Holy Spirit again? How many of us say, "I need to feel that empty in my heart again"? How many of us say, "There's chaos at home. There's chaos in my life. There's disorder. There's confusion. And I'm having a hard time, God. I want you to just quit." Oh, no, 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 no. This is no time to quit. This is not the time to quit. Because the Holy Spirit is ready to do His work. All who are seeking for that. Let's all stand for a moment. I want you to spend time with God alone this morning. I am not going to pray for you, but I want you to take the time for you and God alone. And if you are this morning feel empty, maybe dry, maybe something depth in your heart is bothering you, and you think chaos is happening, let me tell you something, the Spirit of God is here. So I want you to take steps this morning and say, "I want to just kneel down before God, just for me and God alone. You and God alone." And saying, cry out to God. It's the Spirit of God, start moving in my life and make things happen from this day forward. If you're that person who's facing one of those four that we just talked this morning, come on out and pray along with God this morning and believe that God will do something great in your life this morning. Let Him fill your life this morning. Come on out and start praying. And start praying and believing this morning. In Jesus' name.
Anointing.
Holy Spirit, fill those hearts this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that promise of the Holy Spirit that is with us this morning. We can depend on and rely on. Father, if there's anyone in this place this morning who has not experienced you, Lord, has not experienced Jesus as the personal Savior, the first and most important thing is to experience Jesus and His cleansing. And then when you experience His cleansing, when you experience Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come into your life. So if you have not experienced Jesus, I ask you to encourage you to do so this morning and confess and say, Lord, you are Lord. And I need you in my life, Jesus. I need you more than ever. Come and wash away my sins. Holy Spirit, cleanse me. work in me, in my life. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. I pray, God, that your word will not go in void, but Lord, it will just go into the hearts of the people. And we will apply one thing in our life. The Holy Spirit, make things happen. We're depending on you, Father, for these days ahead to come. Thank you for new hope and for the friends that have come here this morning. We ask you, Lord, that you would just bless them, guide them, protect them. Respond to them, Lord. And fill those hearts that were empty this morning. And fill them with your love. Fill them with your joy. And fill them with the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful presence, and your Spirit that was here among us this morning. In your name we pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. See you next week. God bless you all. Have a great week.